views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Former executive turned lifestyle entrepreneur, Connie is ridiculously dedicated to inspiring individuals to activate their power and live their dream as a lifestyle entrepreneur. It's time to sit down, lie down, or squat down and turn up the volume. Up or Out with Connie starts right now.
Well, hey there, it's Connie Fife, and you're listening to The Connie Fife Show. I'm so excited to be here. Our networks have been growing so much, so crazy. And I'm just in awe. And I've been telling you that we have a secret coming to some new networks that we're going to be jumping on. And that's going to be happening this week. And that will be NPR, CBS, ABC. NBC, all of the major, their podcasting networks we are joining. So we're going to be on over 210 networks. So right now, the Connie Fife Show is heard on 210 networks, and we are everywhere. So I'm just really super excited about that. And with our guest today, what a woman, Yale-educated speaker, coach at the heart of Burnout Solutions, is also the co-author and of the groundbreaking book, Save Yourself from Burnout, A System to Get Your Life Back. Who doesn't need that? And she coaches hardworking professionals who are just killing it and nearly killing themselves in the process. And so maybe you're just needing to pull yourself out of burnout right now, or maybe you can see a little bit of high stress times coming your way and you want to front load your resilience to keep you at your most productive and happy. Either way, our guest today is the coach that you need to maintain your high productivity and your life to be your best self. So please welcome to the Connie Fife Show, Beth Genley. Hey, Beth, how are you?
I am doing very well, Connie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Now, Beth, am I saying your last name correctly?
Genley, that's right.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Good, good.
It's like Genley without the T.
Got it. Okay. God, well, that's a good way. I always say Fife, people, because nobody ever gets it spelled correctly. And I always say it's, you know, it's I before E except in Fife. And, you know, and it was like I married into that name. It wasn't my given name. So anyway, but we want to talk more about you. I mean, you talk about passionate, how people are passionate about their work, and the work protects you from becoming overstressed because you love what you do. But is that really true? Can we still get overwhelmed even though we do love what we do?
I am afraid it is very true that you can get overwhelmed even though you love what you do. I loved what I did in healthcare with my whole heart and soul, and it nearly ate me alive because I didn't know how to deal with the stress.
Wow. Well, yeah, healthcare, I bet there's stress. So I'll play devil's advocate, and there is no stress of being an entrepreneur.
Oh, no, never. Nobody has ever heard of founder's burnout, and nobody has ever been working, you know, 80, 90 hours a week just to stay afloat. Nope, doesn't happen.
Yeah, but actually, we got into this business so we can do a four-hour work week. It's not happening.
That is true. And yet burnout is very, very common. And yeah, one of the things that I run into is that the first question that comes up is, what is wrong with me? And that's a really natural question. It's the first one we ask, especially when we look around and we think maybe other people aren't feeling it the way we are.
Right.
But I think it's the wrong question. And I like to think of a burnout more like a repetitive use injury, you know, like carpal tunnel or tennis elbow.
Well, yeah. I mean, you go to Facebook and you go out to social media and everything on there is true. And we know that. So, I mean, everybody else is doing wonderful and great. Why do I feel like a piece of shit? Why do I feel like, you know, it's just not working for me?
Right, exactly. And that is such a common feeling.
Yeah.
And in it, so the way that it's like a repetitive use injury is that constant near emergency level activation of our stress response, right? Mm-hmm. So just like when you're hitting a tennis ball and you want to be hitting it, you know, the best way, but you haven't been trained right to do it, you're going to injure your elbow. If you have this constant stress response, and stress is about what's important to us, right? If you're doing something important, there's going to be stress with it. That's just the nature of the beast, right?
Right.
But the injuries can be quite severe. The injuries can injure our ability to get things done. They can injure our body, and they can injure our ability to connect with others. So we can learn different behaviors and beliefs and learn to manage our stress and respond to our stress in far healthier ways.
I'll be honest with you here. I'll open up. I'll create a therapy session right now for me. because I've been doing this for almost 12 years, and there's definitely been those peaks and valleys, those highs and lows, and those moments where I want to be like, oh, I just don't want to do this anymore. And then I realized how much money that I had spent in training and programs and, you know, just learning the whole process of sometimes doing things yourself, that I actually created my daily motivator is I cannot afford to quit.
Goodness. Okay.
And that was just something, you know, that I just came up with because I was like, okay, I cannot go to another workshop. I did this for 2 years. I became a seminar junkie. So I've dealt with that stress over the years. But let me tell you, if you're not prepared for it, it sneaks its little head back in because it happened to me this year. Earlier this year, I had multiple deaths in the family. And then our women's program was so tremendous that it crashed our website 2 weeks before our spring event. Mm-hmm. And talk about stress. I mean, I was like, oh my God, what just happened? We had over 700,000 hits to the website within such a short period of time that it took down the website and people couldn't register for the event. So we actually did not have an event this year because things just kept happening. And I finally went back to the team and I said, Just postpone it. And then I was still so stressing, get it fixed, that I finally said, I need to meditate more. I need to step back. I need to breathe. And the event was April, like all of May, I was constantly like, get it fixed. And then come June, I just sat with the team. I got everybody together and I said, you know what? We're going to chill. We're going to take a step back. We're going to spend the summer to rebuild the website, which turned into rebuilding four websites rather than putting everything on one. We broke everything down. And although I wasn't as active with my clients during July and August, it was the best decision I could have done. The best thing I could have done just to be able to take, again, step back, breathe, decrease those stress levels, and while turning out our best work. And that's exactly what you talk about and what you talk about in your book. So how do you help your clients understand that sometimes you just need to take a step backwards?
So your story illustrates two of the top points that I work with people on. The first one is switching from when the going gets tough, the tough gets going, get going, which is true, right? I mean, sometimes you just got to get going and get the thing done. Mm-hmm. It's also true that when the going gets tough, the tough recharge. Mm. And we're built to recharge. We're built to have recharging moments. And if we don't allow those recharging moments, it just gets worse and worse. It gets more stressful. It gets more tangled. It gets more difficult. So changing that mantra in your head to when the going gets tough, the tough recharge gives you an opportunity to refocus into how you can stay tough and stay resilient by allowing your body and your brain to work the way they're supposed to.
I love that. I think I'm going to put that. Pretty soon my wall is going to be covered with that.
With great aphorisms and slogans. Here's another one. The Harvard Business Research Review did a series of great articles on the paradox of stretch goals, and both for companies and for individuals. And what it came down, and in the process of it, they mentioned that 1 in 5 highly engaged, totally go-for-it individuals are right on the edge of burnout. And where stretch goals work and where they don't, where burnout comes in and where it doesn't, is around how resourced you are, how resourced your company is. And when your system, when your website went down, when you had that dramatic increase in how many people you were reaching and how many people were excited about your message, and the underlying resources weren't there to support them, things began to fall apart because it was a big stretch. And stepping back and saying, okay, how can we put a foundation under this so that we can serve the people we're meant to serve and do the work we're meant to do? Right. That is a really key metric for succeeding with your stretch goals.
I love that. I love that. And yeah, I mean that, and we did, we, you know, again, like I said, just had to recharge because I built back out the websites, built back out the programs. You know, everything that we've been doing over the years is just, and it's just been phenomenal. And then I read like, you know, people at the top, you know, they don't sleep and they go for very little time and they're constantly on, constantly going, constantly going. I mean, there has to come a point in time where there's burnout.
It's really interesting to look at the research on sleep because somewhere between 1 in 100 and 1 in 1,000 people genuinely can function well on 5 to 6 hours a night or even 4 hours a night, which means
I'm generally like 4 and I'm like, okay, I'm awake. I've always been that way.
Okay, so two things. You may well be one of those very few people that functions well. The research on exhaustion shows that when you're overtired, it messes up your ability to sleep. The brain learns to be always on, and it's a slow process. It takes a while to teach the brain, yes, you're allowed to have downtime. You're even allowed to have sleep time. And one of the fascinating things about sleep research is when we get stressed by too little sleep, when they set tasks for people just the way they would if they were doing a driving test, say, what they find is their reflexes are slower, their judgment is impaired, and well, those are the basic two things. Their judgment is impaired, but the part of the impairment of judgment is that they think they're doing well. They think they're doing just fine with all this stress. I've adjusted to it. I'm doing fine. So, and that's what makes burnout and hyperstress and exhaustion so dangerous, is we become a danger to ourselves and to others and to what our most important priorities are. So when we switch from I can't afford not to do this to I have people to serve and a message to get out and a way to make this world a better place, and I can't let a lack of resources undermine me, then it's a whole different mind shift.
Yeah, I mean, and that one, it goes into a different conversation where it just, for me, it just created a fear of not serving my membership to the best that I can. But at that point, that was the best that I can do.
Right. And it was a symptom of burnout, quite honestly, because one of the symptoms of burnout becomes questioning whether you are making a difference. And I can't afford to quit is a very basic level of, it doesn't matter whether it matters or not, I have to do it. And then you have to climb out of that hole back to, really, it does matter, and I love it.
Yeah, and the other thing too, because it was a busy, and I mentioned I had several family members pass away. I actually had 7
pass
away within a 3-week period, and 3 of them on Valentine's Day, and 2 of them I'm just still devastated over. So I didn't allow myself time to grieve over that. And it was like, you know, I even had one of my members say, you know, why don't you just cancel this event and give yourself a break? And I was just like, nope, gotta go. we gotta go. So I was going through exactly what you're talking about. Now I know you have 5 steps that helps people along the way. So share those five steps with our listeners, because I could probably bet all of those people on Facebook and social media saying how wonderful they are aren't all so wonderful, and they're going through those stressors because let's face it, entrepreneurs will go through that. A corporate executive, no matter who you are and what you do, you're going to find yourself in those with those stress moments. So share those five key elements. Let our listeners know what to do.
I'm excited to do that. So the first one is the one everyone thinks of, which is self-care. And we talked a lot about exhaustion and sleep, and that's at the top of the list of self-care, along with managing your blood sugar. If you're not eating, or if you're eating way too much and your blood sugar is going nuts, that's adding a lot to your stress. So those are the basics way before looking at exercise. Mm. You want to look at your exhaustion and your blood sugar levels and whether you're caring for them well. The next one, going around sort of a clock dial here, the next one is reflection and recognition. So when you talked about, I need to take some time to meditate, I even need to take some time to grieve, that's an opportunity to sit with your own values, to sit with your own feelings, to allow yourself to reflect on what's most important to you, mm-hmm. and to connect with source, with spirit, whatever that means to you.
Right.
And along with that, we put recognition into that pot because we so often don't recognize ourselves for the myriad successes that we are having. Because mm-hmm. we set such big, big goals for ourselves, we forget to see that those big goals take a million steps to get to. And some of those million steps we have to do every freaking day. It's not like we're ever going to stop doing them. They're right. part of the job, right? And giving ourselves credit for being good at the basics, for being good at keeping it all rolling, for being good at finding a way to get one more step done, mm-hmm. that's really valuable. And giving the people around us that same credit. And also, finally, in the recognition piece, for me, if you put me up in front of a big stage with 1,000 people and said, Beth, you did this great thing, and I want you to tell them all what the great thing was and why it was so great, I'd be like, great, hand me the microphone. If you did that to my husband, he wouldn't feel rewarded. He'd feel punished, like he'd just yeah. gone to hell immediately, right?
Right.
So knowing what is a recognition that is valuable to you and to the people around you is another piece of that. Mm. So that's reflection and recognition. That's step two.
Okay.
Step three is capacity. And capacity is a function of how much we have on our plate, how much we're physically able to handle, and how much we think we ought to be able to handle. Mm. Right. And getting
that's
realistic.
Right. You got
about
this.
Those
I got this.
It's also a function of whether you're an introvert or an extrovert and kind of your personality style and getting a really good sense. You know, if your girlfriend came to you and said, I'm doing this, 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 and this, and gave you a list of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Would you say, babe, get a grip? That's three people's worth of work, right?
Right.
Or would you say, go for it. You're tough. You can do it all, right? But somehow we don't give ourselves the same grace.
Right.
So
yeah.
Capacity is step three. Every once in a while, taking a realistic step back and saying, how many people am I expecting myself to be here?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
The fourth one is community. For some of us, that's a no-brainer, that we can't get along without our friends. We can't get along without our connections. For others of us, connections get pushed out to the side because we're so focused on getting the thing done,
right.
achieving the goal, achieving. And it turns out that our connections are absolutely foundational. And making time for friends, making time to keep those connections alive is just a critical piece.
Mm.
So community is step four.
Okay.
And then step five is the most complicated one to explain. It has to do with coping styles and coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very simplest level, there's two kinds of coping skills. There's emotional coping skills. So for instance, with grief, the way to cope with that is emotional. It's an emotional problem. The only way through it is emotional. if you try to solve the problem of grief, you'd get yourself into a pickle, right?
Right.
And then there's problem-solving coping. And if you try to solve a problem with a set of emotional responses, you get into a pickle again. Sometimes it takes a little while to sort out which one we're in.
Right.
Right? But knowing that, for me, I tend to go toward emotion-focused coping. That's my first choice in every situation. My husband, the engineer, his first choice is problem-focused coping. Okay. Both of us are working on balancing that with more of the other piece so that we have more of a repertoire.
Right, right. I get that. I'm married to an engineer as well.
So the five areas are self-care.
Right.
Reflection and recognition, capacity, community, and coping skills. If we're just looking at self-care, then we're missing the other four.
Okay. So yeah, you need the whole, bring the whole package in. Yeah. I mean, that's huge. That's a biggie. And like, and again, for me, and even when I was looking at some of your material, and I mean, it really encouraged me. It activated me because I kept saying, I need to go back to the gym. I know I need to, because it just gives you even that clarity of mind when you do that. And so I have, and even I went as far as I got a personal trainer, because I just know it just helps me so much more. And over the weekend, my husband and I both went together to a naturopathic, which again, like you said, it will heal the whole person and not, you know,
beautiful,
not just a piece
of it. And you brought the community piece in by getting yourself a trainer, by going with your husband, you brought the community piece in as well.
And we talked about that. It's interesting that you said that, because he and I talked about that. We moved out to California 5 years ago. Our family's not here. Our friends we've had for a lifetime aren't here. I mean, we've made some friends here, but not like, so it's like he and I all the time. And I had to say, I said, you know, honey, I really love you. I said, but I need to find new friends. Because it's important. So, you know, a couple things that we're doing, you know, we go to Toastmasters, I go to improv, and, you know, other things that I'm doing just to get out and really meet people and, you know, and to build my community here. Yeah, I mean, I still stay in contact with everybody else, but I mean, just so I can have that, you know, have that community here. And it is really important. It's much more important than we give it credit for.
So I want to first commend you on really paying attention to the community piece, because it is so important. And I also want to flip it a little bit, because this is a way that we don't think about work so much. A lot of us are workaholics because we adore what we do.
Right.
And what you said to your husband was, I love you dearly and I need some more friends, right? Because if I love you dearly and only, and I'm completely focused on you, our relationship will not thrive. Right. That turns out to be true of our relationship with work as well.
Oh,
funny, work, I love you dearly and I need some outside interests.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you just do. Right. Exactly. You know, you need to flip it. You need to do something else. Go for a walk, go for a jog, whatever, you know, whatever you do. And, you know, just do that, you know, sit with you. So Beth, I have a couple questions that I want
to
complete. So the first is, I am unstoppable because?
I'm unstoppable because I recharge.
Ooh, love it. Love it. So what is your favorite quote?
These days, it is, stress is what arises when something you care about is at stake. And I love that, because there's so many signposts in it for us to understand what stress is and what to do about it. It comes from a book by Kelly McGonigal called The Upside of Stress, which I highly recommend. It's a great book.
Wow, definitely. I have to check that out. I was challenged today by one of my friends back from the East Coast. We're challenging to a 15-day book reading. So we have to list for 15 days all the books that we are reading. So I need to get on it. So I'll add that to my book reading list for sure.
It's a fun book to read. It's very lively.
Good. So will you ever be satisfied with what you're doing in life, with anything?
You know what, Connie? When I thought about this question, I thought, you know what? That is my biggest challenge, to be satisfied multiple times a day, as many ways as possible. I need to enjoy what I'm doing. I need to enjoy my connection. I need to enjoy breathing. The more I'm satisfied and happy, with where I am and what I'm doing, the more resourced I am. So yeah, nice. I'm satisfied a lot and working on being satisfied a lot more.
Love that. Love that. Now, people are, I mean, every day we're seeing negativity on social media. I mean, to the point where I just want to like cross, check it off my list. I don't even want to go there. So what is your thoughts? And then, you know, it brings up so many wounds that we're all facing every year from women, men, guys, whatever, who you are, it doesn't matter. So what do you think is the world's greatest wound today? And how can we turn that into a positive?
Okay, so from my point of view, I would say that feeling of I am not enough. Mm. It pushes us into not showing up. It pushes us into working ourselves way too hard. Mm-hmm. And when we realize I am not enough and I am enough and that my voice is valuable and what I have to say and the way I have to say it is valuable, then we contribute so much more. We are enough, just exactly how we are.
I love that. I love that. And we have to believe in that ourselves and let all that negativity around us just flutter away.
Yeah, exactly.
We just don't want to hear it. So what's next? Where do you go from here?
Well, I am building my practice as a coach. So I have about 3 openings for people to come in and work with me to clear burnout out and to revive their energy and their delight in what they're doing.
Okay.
I also joined a program called Heroic Professional Speakers, I think is the name of it. I'm sorry, I may be messing it up a little bit. And my goal is to go from being a helpful, valuable speaker to being an absolutely inspiring, electrifying speaker. So it's a very intensive program and I'm very excited to
Exciting. And I know that you have a giveaway. Our listeners can go to saveyourselffromburnout.com. So share more about what that giveaway is. What are they getting?
So saveyourselffromburnout.com gives you an opportunity to pick up what I call the burnout first aid package. And that, if you're on the edge of burnout, if you're deeply into burnout, it asks the basic questions to help you identify what you need to do first and how to begin to sort yourself out so that it doesn't hurt so darn much and you can move forward.
Well, Beth, I want to thank you for being here. Speaker, motivational speaker, inspirational speaker, author. You just got a lot going on there. Coach, just phenomenal, phenomenal work. And I just want to thank you for being here. Do you have any final comments that you want to leave for our listeners?
Just recharge. Okay. Recharge.
Recharge. Okay. Okay.
Go and get stuff. The tough recharge. That's always my final comment.
Okay. Well, great, great. So Beth Gently, you could reach her at or find more about her at burnout-solutions.com. And to receive your free gift, go over to saveyourselffromburnout.com. I'll be going there as soon as the show is over. So Beth, thanks for being here. Excited and thrilled and proud of all of the work that you're doing. Thank you.
You're just wonderful. And thank you so much for opening up so that we could have a really deep and connected conversation around these important issues.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I knew I had a lot to talk about today about that. And this is Connie Fife. And, you know, I've been called a lot of things. I've been called a Renaissance woman, the unstoppable diva, the queen of the ask, best in class, connector in media, coach extraordinaire. But what I enjoy most is providing you, our listeners, the tools and resources to live your dream. Hang in there with us because we are moving ideas forward and we are keeping the passion of life activated. We have feature advertising and sponsorships available to go with all of our new networks that I had shared with you, 210 networks. Check them out on our website at activatemypower.com. And the Fife team, we are just ridiculously dedicated to inspiring individuals just like you to activate your power and live your dream as a lifestyle entrepreneur. So let us know, what does your lifestyle business look like? Let us know. And I want to leave you with this message. We all have stubborn habits that are supposed to protect us from injury, upset, or failure. But in most cases, our defenses fail their purpose instead of preventing us from building those meaningful connections and reaching true happiness. Activate your power, be tender to yourself, and open your heart. Your business will activate when you are at your highest power. You're listening to The Connie Fife Show. And if you like what you're hearing, like us, share us with your friends and colleagues, and subscribe with us on iTunes. Until next time, activate your power and know that we are all unstoppable together.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to Up or Out with Connie. If you like what you hear and would like to be a guest, email the team at bookme@uporout.com. Learn how you can activate your power at activatemypower.com. We'll see you over there. Activate your power and be unstoppable together.